This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. As I think about our country's 245th birthday, I thank God for all those who have stepped up to defend our nation, for those who have fought for change, and for those who bring communities together to support each other in times of crisis. Our country was built on a spirit of self-sacrifice, ingenuity, and hard work with everyone doing their part. Over the past 16 months, Americans have shown that spirit is still strong. We gave up time with family to keep each other safe. We found ways to serve and connect with our communities in spite of the distance. Others dedicated resources and expertise to create safe and effective vaccines. And as our neighbors were struggling, we came together to make sure everyone had the food they needed. At the time of our first census in 1790, 95% of Americans lived in rural communities, and most families had to grow their own food. Today, less than 20% of Americans live in rural communities, and only 1% are farmers and ranchers. At the American Farm Bureau Annual Convention in 2014, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack spoke about freedom. He noted that because 1% of the population chooses to farm, the other 99% are free to pursue their passion. Everywhere I go, I speak with farmers who take great pride in their life's work. We enjoy farming because this work is more than a job. It's a calling. We enjoy rising early, getting our hands dirty, and putting in a full day's work. We take great pride in caring for our land and animals. And we recognize that through all our country's good times and bad times, it's our duty to make sure Americans have the food, fuel, and fiber we need to help keep our country strong. As we gather around picnic tables, pools, and grills this weekend to celebrate our nation's birth, we will once again enjoy a delicious meal produced by America's farmers and ranchers. Our economists at the American Farm Bureau crunched the numbers with the help of some Farm Bureau price checkers around the country, and found that the average cookout basket for 10 people will cost $59.50. The price of your July 4th cookout is down 1% from last year, but is still an 8% increase from 2019. This fully loaded basket comes with ground beef, pork chops, chicken breasts, potato salad, chips, beans, cheese, hamburger buns, strawberries, lemonade, and of course, dessert, chocolate chip cookies, and vanilla ice cream. Even with a slight decrease in cost as the market continues to adjust from the pandemic, farmers see slim margins on the food dollar. U.S. farmers and ranchers get about 14 cents of every dollar consumers spend on food, which adds up to around $8.33 from the summer cookout basket. While farming is more than a job, that doesn't mean we don't worry about finances. We have families to support and a farm we want to leave in better shape for our children. It is easy to take the food in the grocery store for granted, but when shelves were empty at the beginning of the pandemic, Americans became more concerned about where their food would come from and whether there would be enough. Of course, farmers and ranchers were still hashtag still farming, like we do every day. We worked with our partners in the food supply chain to restock shelves, fill food banks, and make sure Americans knew we were still on the job. Part of that job is ensuring we have a stable and secure domestic food supply so we don't have to rely on other countries for our food. The increased public interest in our food supply brings new opportunities to highlight not only the commitment of farmers, but also the fact that food production is a matter of national security. In times of crisis, like the onset of a global pandemic, we all want to be sure that our families will be fed and America's farmers are doing just that. So as you gather together with family, friends, and neighbors this weekend for a barbecue, a parade, or a day on the water, know that America's farmers and ranchers are proud to supply the food in your coolers and picnic baskets, and we are ever thankful for the liberty we'll all be celebrating. The latest cold storage report from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service released this week shows depressed levels of red meat and poultry, as well as a market decrease in total fruit stocks. The money report shows the end-of-the-month volume of commodities in freezer storage throughout the U.S. An important market-moving report, it covers most commodities that require cold transport from nuts and fruits and vegetables to dairy and meat. At the end of May, total cold storage stocks of meat and poultry, excluding duck, came in at slightly above 2 billion pounds. This is approximately 190 million pounds, or 9% below a year ago. All meat and poultry categories showed a year-over-year decline, with chicken declining the most. U.S. consumers will pay a few cents less for their favorite Independence Day cookout foods compared to last year, including cheeseburgers, pork chops, chicken breasts, homemade potato salad, strawberries, and ice cream, says the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau analysis reveals the average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people remains affordable at $59.50, or less than $6 per person. The cost for the cookout is down just 16 cents, less than 1% from last year, but 8% higher compared to 2019. The largest year-to-year price increase was for strawberries. Survey results showed 2 pints of strawberries at $5.30, up 22% from last year, due to strong demand and the effects of several weather events, including severe rain, hail, and high winds that caused significant setbacks to the harvest early in 2021. Retail price changes for products in the meat case are a bit more nuanced, according to AFBF economist Veronica Nye. She said beef and pork processing plant disruptions that occurred in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic have been resolved, leading to lower retail ground beef and pork chop prices in 2021 compared to 2020. However, consumers looking a bit further back to compare prices are seeing higher prices for ground beef, pork chops, and chicken breasts compared to pre-pandemic or 2019 prices. That's due to continued strong demand for American-grown beef and pork from both U.S. and international consumers. AFBF summer cookout menu consists of cheeseburgers, pork chops, chicken breasts, homemade potato salad, pork and beans, strawberries, potato chips, and fresh squeezed lemonade with ice cream and chocolate chip cookies for dessert. The year-to-year direction of the Market Basket Survey tracks closely with the federal government's Consumer Price Index report for food at home. Both the index and the Market Basket remain relatively flat compared to year-ago levels. The cost of transporting, processing, and packaging farm-grown foods so they're ready to be enjoyed on our tables is a major component of the total cost of the menu. According to the Agriculture Department's revised Food Dollar Series, farmers currently receive approximately 8% of every food marketing dollar. The farmer's share of the retail food dollar is as low as 2% to 4% for highly processed foods, such as bread and cereal, and as much as 35% for some fresh market products. The July 4th cookout survey is part of the Farm Bureau Market Basket Series, which also includes the popular annual Thanksgiving dinner cost survey of common food staples Americans use to prepare meals at home. This year's survey combines Bureau of Labor Statistics food price data with the results collected by more than 160 volunteer rural shoppers across the country and in Puerto Rico, including Farm Bureau members and others. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a safe and happy 4th of July, and God bless America.